Okay, so in Igeres Yud, we learned last week that we learned several really fascinating things. But one of them was this concept that Mepia Gvura Shamanum, that Torah and Mitzvahs come with a sense of Gvura, meaning that they're very limiting. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells us in a very, very specific way how to do it. He gave us several examples. He said, your tzitzis are yud based goydlin tefillin have to be etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, they have to be perfectly square. Lulav has to be dal tvachim, sukkah has to be zayim tvachim, so on. We saw over yontif also the mimer that we learned also went into this issue about the limitations of mitzvahs. Okay, so there's also a reference here towards the end about the fact that if somebody does tshuva, that they're able to be mashlim, not only can they rectify what they did wrong, but they're even able to fill in for the things that they didn't do, which is a wild chiddush. So if we have time to do both of those points tonight, we'll do both of them. Otherwise, we're going to focus first on the limiting nature of mitzvahs. Why would the Rebbeinu Shalom make it that the performance of mitzvahs are so limiting? Where is the freedom of expression? And, you know, it's so not in. So let's see. So the Derech Chaim has a very famous piece on this. And it really draws a contrast between Torah and mitzvahs. And I believe that it's on Daf Resh Nun, Parshas Veschanon. I believe if we follow the logic and the reasoning, we'll also get a glimpse into the balance of Limud HaTorah and the performance of mitzvahs. So the right hand column on the bottom. Pasuk Veschanon El Hashem Be'esa Yileimer Evernov Yemer Hashem Yemer Hashem Elai Al Tosef Dabar Elai Oid Dabar Azeh. Says the Derech Chaim, Ubemedrash Isa Al Zeh. Tachnunim Yedaber Rosh quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that the poor man pleads for mercy. Va'asher Yana Az is a very famous pasuk. The rich person answers with gall. This is a very difficult pasuk. Meaning, what is its relationship to this statement of Moshe Rabbeinu who is pleading to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Nidal Aniyas died to the fire, says that the Reb Chaim, our ancestor, Reb Chaim Halberstam of Sanz. Inixiv. We all know that the Torah tells us in Devarim, there's a very strange juxtaposition of Pesukim. Don't add to the mitzvahs, don't take away, don't diminish. And then the pasuk says, "Einechem eroyes, you have seen how I've spoken to all of you." Kichal dishasha. Then the pasuk says, "Any person who followed the avodah zarah have disappeared from sight." But va'atem adveikim Hashem alikayichem, you have cleaved to Hashem your God. Chaim gochamayim, you guys are all still here. So four seemingly unrelated pasukim. What's the relationship between all of these things about those guys who disappeared or the fact that we're still here? What does that have to do with not adding or diminishing from the mitzvahs? There are different groups. Shaimrim, who want to claim, Ein hamitzvahs ikir la'avdus, mitzvahs are not about service, rather, mitzvahs are about rak ikir ha'chachma v'machshava. The main focus of mitzvah is supposed to be the wisdom contained in the mitzvahs. The intellectual pursuit, the reasons behind the mitzvahs, and so on. Okay? Now, even within, he's going to point out, even within so-called the boundaries of Torah Judaism, the Rav Shitzurv was his Rebbe, went on a massive milchama against some of the other chassidim, who placed too much emphasis on the contemplation and on the introspection and the avodas hamachshava of mitzvahs, the thought process and the wisdom of the mitzvahs, and not enough emphasis on the actual performance. So he's kind of following here in his Rebbe's path, although he's going a little bit more severe here about the people who want to ignore the performance totally and completely get into the intellectualizing of the mitzvahs. Okay? V'zeh einoy klal, says the Divrei Chaim, it's a total farce. Ki yidua, because we all know, Shabbayruhu Baruch Shemay Rochuk Menasim. He says, I want to explain to you why it's a ridiculous idea. The whole concept of pursuing God in thought is ridiculous. Because we all know that the Creator is Rochuk Menasigai. He is way too infinite for our minds to be able to grasp him. The only way we can attain him is Zulas Ayude Pi'ulaisa. The only way we can get to know him in general is through the way he acts, through his actions, through his outcome, Kiyadua. But yet, even that, even his creation and even his maisim also cannot be understood unless through, other than through the Torah. Why is that? Because all of creation itself was created through Torah. Interesting, he uses mamash the language here. Instead of using the terminology of a blueprint, he uses here markers. Torah is the shorthand. Roishim elikus. Like you make on a piece of wood when you want to cut it. So you take the pencil from behind your ear. We used to have a carpenter, Mr. Fink. An old European Jew, he always had the pencil by his ear, and you make a mark and you cut it. That's the Reishim Elikus. V'ha'olam Reishim HaTorah. And the world is a mere Reishim, a impression of the Torah. Is v'nimtza yedei HaTorah yedei ma'isim kaviyachal. It's such a novel way of looking at it. If you want to understand science, if you want to understand nature, then explore Torah. And then a person will be able to understand nature.
So the word of words.
To who?
The
Torah who roishim elikus.
Yeah.
The Torah who roishim elikus. Va'ilim
roishim
atayra. Right. He says in the footnotes, he writes here that this is not the Divrei Chaim's idea, but this is the Shlach HaKadosh.
He also says that it's Adam. What
is that? Who that says? Oh, that what?
Olam shehu ha'adam, behind Israel, and the Adam, who reishim atayra?
Oh, he adds another stage.
Yeah.
Adam here is referring to Yisrael.
Yeah. So it's not just Torah. It's Yisrael.
That's very interesting, because that will go with Yisrael Bares and Kachabrich Uchad. Okay. Now he comes to the thing that we're learning now about in Tanya. There is no question that Torah is the greatest tzimtzum of all. Where do you see that? V'shir mitzvah tzitzis is dalet chutim kvulim shem ches. Interesting, he doesn't want to give the exact same examples as the Baal Tanya. Although he quotes them in this piece. Mitzvahs tzitzis, they have to be four strands that are going to be made up of eight. Tefillin shereish, zabah batim, kumekin kol mitzvahs. Very, very limited, confining ways, exact ways. You're off by one tiny detail. You haven't done the mitzvah. The kavana, what's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's intent in being so exacting in his mitzvahs? Is shebilti gvul ef shalasik pulei selikayolam, because the infinite cannot be understood, nor can his actions. Ach al yedei gvul v'tzimtzum, the only way to grasp the bilti bal gvul, the infinite, is through the limitations shenasipun v'roshim, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam creates these simanim, he makes these impressions in various places. Those yichaylam lahasi, through them you can get to know it. It's a little bit like in the old days, before they had GPSs, they had something called maps. And you could tell how far you went by looking where you were. On a certain map, you could tell how much you still had to go. There was a Roshim. They have these things called mile markers. A lot of people don't know what those numbers are on the side. It was Ulechein. Kol ha-mitzvah is b'shi'uroi. Every mitzvah has its confines, its limitations, its numbers, if you will, set forth by the only one who can do it, namely the Creator. Today, in order, shall yidei tzimtzum v'shir, through those limiting confines, yicholim la'asigai, we will be able to grasp much more of the infinite, kefi ma sheshiara chachmosa yizbov yisala, according to what the Rebbeinu Shleilim, who is the only one who is able to limit and measure how much we can handle, he limited and he measured, okay, tzitzis is going to allow this amount here. Tefillin will allow this amount here. If you do it in this and this way, you'll gain an understanding of this much. So that's the mitzvahs as prescribed by the Rebbeinu Shleilim. In addition to that, it's not a one size fits all. Yes, the tefillin are the same. But what the tefillin are going to do for one person is not going to be the same as what the tefillin are going to do for another person. The Rebbeinu Shleilim, through the correct observance of the mitzvah, will allow himself to be seen and understood differently by different people. According to the shayish, according to the source of the person's neshama. Now makes a blanket statement. But I want to knock it out of your heads. Without mitzvahs, forget about trying to understand the Rebbeinu Shleilim and his ways. Without mitzvahs, it's not happening. It's impossible. Without the mitzvahs accompanying our quest for understanding, we are wasting our time. It's interesting because I believe that there are those who say that in this strange way, Goyim have an advantage over Yidden. Because a Jew, unless he fulfills every mitzvah that he needs to fulfill, cannot come to his Asagas Hashleimus. So for a Jew to be able to really comprehend the available Hasaga for a Jew, he needs 248 mitzvahs. A Goy is able to reach his potential Hasaga through 7 mitzvahs. So it's an interesting imbalance. Ve'akuzari, maybe Marshal Niflalze, the Kuzari brings a fabulous Marshal. We learned this together a few weeks ago. This very Marshal. The Loi Kaimer. Let's go to the next page now to the operation on Aleph and the Debrechayim. The Loi Kaimer Madrabo Traritzua, and not like those who say it's a free for all. Adam Yuchalas is Masheritzia. Action wise, you can do what you want. Philosophy. The best thing is you connect, you be smart, you become a philosopher and an intellectual, present yourself as a great intellectual, or pursue the Kabbalah, as these very various groups do. Some approach philosophy, some approach Kabbalah, and they are going to pursue God through one of those avenues. May God protect us from all these groups. Those who connect to the wisdom of philosophy, their evil way of thought was that in an action a person can do what they want, but do it smart. Shikusabe is a sefer. He's afraid to write the name of the sefer. Ubeemes loy beelachelik Yankiv. They have no portion in the portion of Yankiv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hishmid oisam alchu achris farazua. Because God has already wiped out the whole group. There's nothing left of it. Other groups have come along. Continues the Debrechayim. Zeh Amada Moshe Rabbeinu Al Hashem. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them. Vehizir, and he warned Klal Yisrael. Sheyasu atoira begvul b'shir, that they should keep Torah in the exact amount and the exact measure. V'lo yosifu v'lo yigru, and they dare not add nor diminish. Birak b'tzimtzum b'shir, it's got to be done with the exact amounts and the volumes and the shiurim and so on. Shall yidei zeh, because through the ridiculous attention to detail and precision, dafka through those yechkemu, because when you're pursuing the infinite, the only way to attain the infinite is through the ways that the infinite has himself decreed that these are the channels to reach me. And any other pursuit to reach him is an exercise in futility. So therefore, Shal Yedeza, it is dafka through what the world mocks and makes fun of as being cheap and inferior and so on. Are you so feeble? Are you is it really so, beneath you? Dafka through those. Yachkimu v'yivayu la'asog al-mitis. Only through those measures can a person come to a true attainment, b'yedu kulam ma'alas Yisrael, and only then will the nations of the world truly see the advantage of Klal Yisrael. K'mayim merakosim, as the pasuk says, the Amr of the nations will say, "Rak am chochem v'nogam agoya gadol hazeh." What's the language they're going to use? Umi gai gadol hashalechukim u'mishpatim tayvais. The pasuk there says, what do they praise? They're not praising the great intellects of Klal Yisrael, the Nobel, Chachma awardees. They're saying, who is this great nation that has these phenomenal chukim and mishpatim, these laws that cannot be comprehended using the normal thought process? Shall you da chukim b'shir, by observing these laws with their correct detailed amounts, nuchal lavei l'chachma amitis kanal, only through them can we come to the true chachma. Ve'er lehem shekenish, and then Moshe Rabbeinu points to them and says, I want to prove to you that this is the case. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol yisholach achrei al tayeves, because any person who pursued these other newfangled ways of trying to find God, hishmidai, God's wiped them out already. Even though on the surface it appeared to be brilliant ideas and great philosophers and wonderful wisdoms and so on, they're gone. I have no clue. I mean, the Chachma philosophers, it seems like that the Divrei Chaim's, in the Divrei Chaim's times, it was he almost curses them out there, the philosophers. The funniest thing is that he did not take kindly even to the Jewish philosophy Svarim written by Erlich, and yet he is the first one to quote them. He quotes the Akedah, he quotes the Imar Nevechim, he quotes the Kuzari. They were all, on some level philosophers. And nonetheless, you almost can't learn the Sefer with some handle on how, some understanding of the Imar Nevechim. Then again, you can't really criticize something until you have some knowledge of how it works. Va'atem, continues Moshe Rabbeinu. So first of all, they're gone. They've disappeared from the scene. There's nothing left of them, those who have tried the other methods. But va'atem advekim b'Hashem. But you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hayinikim shalmer, like Chazal say, v'chiyav shel odom l'davik b'Hashem. What human being can possibly cleave to Hashem? Arlei eish eichlu, the Gemara says. He's all-consuming fire. Novus then says the Gemara, "Virak ma'urachum." You want to cleave to him, just like he is compassionate. Yirachum, avatu rachum lechanim. Meaning, so the Divrei Chaim says it. It doesn't just refer to the compassionate mitzvahs and the other bein adam lechaveira, but v'ayinu asiyas kol mitzvahs. He, the Divrei Chaim, extends this and says that this concept of va'atam advekim, the dveikus b'Hashem, applies to
all mitzvahs.
Kiyadua. Where do you see this concept? Why is putting on tefillin called cleaving to Hashem? Where is there a mahu rachum af atarachum in tefillin?
Says the Devachayim, Shachadish Brochum, when you have tefillin. When you put on tefillin, you're being like God. Because Hashem puts on tefillin. Upirshu, and the meaning of this is Shashefa Shebe Midois, that the flow that comes through the Midas HaKadoshim of Kashir B'Tzimtzim have to be specific according to the prescribed method. Ba'adrogim Amai L'Lamata, it's got to come down to us in a measured way, because otherwise it blows us all up. And Nikra Tzimtzim, that's why it's called these limitations. In Ischana B'Shem Moyach HaNichs, it's called the covered Moyach. Because if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam were to reveal it totally in its full strength, you know what happens. The Nigla Mimenu HaOyer, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam allows the Oyer to flow from him B'Tzimtzum in such a limited fashion. K'vishi Yuchlu HaSev Dol HaKabul, like each generation has the ability to be able to receive. So says the Divrei Chaim that not only is this true as the pipeline or the conduit, but so too is this true of the person who connects to Hashem, and he does the mitzvahs according to their limitations. Those people have a way of living forever. Either, like Chazal tell us, that tzaddikim af b'misosam kriyim chayim, even when they're dead, they're alive. Or because v'atam advekim Hashem alechem chayim kolcham ayam, because it's something that can be passed on from generation to generation. Whichever way you want to look at it, there is an eternal quality about being able to pass receiving and practicing Torah in its limited fashion. Now, Bina Yidua, we also know Shaskar Mitzvah Bahayal Malekah, that this world, up to the top of the page, that this world cannot contain the reward for mitzvahs. De'ein kol ha'olam yochol lekabel schar ha'mitzvah, because we know that the world cannot possibly contain enough pleasure to reward a person for even one mitzvah. Because through the limitation set forth by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the limited fashion of the practice of that mitzvah, the light, the energy that we reveal in the world through the practice of a single mitzvah is more than any pleasure can possibly contain. I like the way he explains the concept of Schar Mitzvah Malek, that it's just too intense for any pleasure to be able to hold that level of pleasure. That level of power. Okay, so now he makes an observation about Moshe Rabbeinu that's somewhat humorous. Next paragraph. Tells us something about Moshe. Because of his tremendous humility, he looked at his errors. Even though we know that they were barely a chet at all, as we say in the Piyutim. Where do we say that in the Piyutim? In Birchas Geshem, when we try arousing heavenly mercy about Moshe Rabbeinu, we say Ala Selahach V'yotzumayim. Chabad is an enigma for this. Ala Selahach Hachach. So why in the world would you make a piyut trying to arouse heavenly mercy for rain and bring up a chait of Moshe Rabbeinu? That doesn't make any sense. Elamai V'kulam kavanel sa l'shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's intent was always for the sake of heaven. At his level, it was called a sin. For Moshe Rabbeinu, they were considered major, in his eyes, they were major mistakes. And despite that, the lesson for us, practically speaking, is of Moshe Rabbeinu, despite his averis, that in his mind were bigger than life, and he saw them as being horrible, horrible departures, he still wanted to remain Dovuk Bashem. So we too, who document terrible errors, nonetheless, we should not look down at our potential of being Dovuk Bashem. And we should use Moshe Rabbeinu as our example. So despite his errors, Bikish Li is Dovuk Bashem, he wanted to cleave to Hashem, Velasas Yichud Kuchabichu Shchinte, and to continue making a unity between Hashem and Hashchina. He looked away from his own errors and he said, it's not about me. It's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I want to be able to, through the performance of mitzvahs, continue to be miyachid, to unify his presence, his Shechina with himself.
He's saying, in spite of,
he's saying it's better. I can hear it.
People who are not Moshe Rabbeinu may not be able to get to that point.
Right. Yeah, you can hear it both ways. Right. Somebody else that doesn't have that ahava.
Yeah.
So he gets to forget it. So, but look at that. That's why I said it's humorous, because it's a little bit, yeah, what we're talking about.
Right.
Next paragraph. Well, this is, therefore he comes to Hashem and says, Vezchan Hashem, I know I'm not worth it. Matnas Chinam, Hashem, I know I'm not worth it. Would you please give me a gift? Completely undeserved. Hagam Kiyavat Yalamitzvah, even though I'm a terrible guy. And I've transgressed all these mitzvahs. Ubilti Yalamitzvah Bishir, and I understand, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, understand that without the mitzvahs in their correct, limited fashion, EF Shali Dalek Bachachma Mitzvah Canal. I recognize that I have no way to get to know you, Ribbono Shel Olam, other than following your word to the T. Right? In Kozim, despite that, Ribbono Shel Olam, but not Naschinim, as a free gift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel, Ribbono Shel Olam will forgive him. K'may Shama Chazal, Avraham Mitzvah Saseh, because the Chazal tell us that if a person was over, he transgressed a positive mitzvah. I mean, he didn't do the mitzvah. Va'asa tshuva, and he repents. Meichle, how could that be? The tama davar mevayir b'svarim. Hagam shleyosa mitzvah b'shir gvul. How can he possibly be meichle? I understand. He says you could forgive an insult. If somebody transgresses a mitzvah that they weren't supposed to do, and they apologize, you can forgive them. But something I was supposed to do, how is it shaykh to do tshuva for something you were supposed to do? You didn't do it. So how can it be that there's the concept of tshuva can apply to a positive mitzvah? To a positive. How can it be that tshuva can apply to a positive? He says, I understand how tshuva can apply to a negative. You insulted me, I forgive you. So it's going to be as if you didn't do it. But how can it apply to a positive mitzvah? The fact is, you didn't put on tefillin. So the explanation is, Hagam shali osa mitzvah b'shir gvul, even though you didn't do the mitzvah in its limited, correct fashion. Mikol mokem tshuva nivra koydem b'riyas olam. The fact is that tshuva was created before time. The nigger matnas chinam tshuva is the ultimate gift. The oisim tshuva, so somebody does tshuva, maybe ashba milamayla me'asaga. Tshuva brings a flow of energy that supersedes logic, because tshuva shouldn't work, right? Shalom the chokma, they asked wisdom, nefeshachitas, what should be its plight? Thomas. He should drop dead. They asked Torah, what should he do? He gave another answer. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Yasa Tshuva. So Tshuva is a super logical idea. Okay? So it what it's able to do. He's saying here a gevaldige chiddush, that the essence of tshuva in its supralogical form is identical to what happens in every mitzvah. What's the essence of every mitzvah? He just built a structure for us. He said the essence of every mitzvah is that it allows the infinite to be grasped by a finite being. How? The Rambam sets the terms. You take black boxes, it's got to have four things on the shul, one box on the shul, it's got to be perfectly squared. All these details, hundreds of details that go into it. You do that, even though it makes no sense, I'm going to allow the bilti musig, the infinite, to be grasped by the finite. That very idea is exactly replicated in tshuva itself. Tshuva itself is superlogical, it doesn't make any sense. And because we're accessing the Rabbanu Shel Olam through tshuva, so the very same thing is going to play itself out through tshuva that would take place with every other mitzvah. Look at it again in the words. Hagam shel yosa mitzvah b'shir gvul, even though you didn't do the mitzvah in its prescribed fashion, mikol makom tshuva nivakrei, the b'shir gvul, the tshuva was created before the creation, v'nikre matnas chinam, is called the free gift, v'oisim tshuva, somebody does tshuva, maybe hashpa milamayla me'asaga le'amusig be'amitzvah. It is able to bring that very flow of energy from above the intellectual grasp into the same idea that a mitzvah would bring. And he elaborates on this concept in the writings of the Tanya. Is therefore v'yuchal ayidei atshuva shenikra matnas chinam, through this miracle that's called tshuva, which is a gift from above, loving the day of sagas and dvekas by barikalalam. With tshuva, a person can come to the same dvekas that they would have come to through the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The adua, and we all know that the dvekas mikra b'chinas zivug ishvish, the concept of cleaving, is the same term used for a husband and a wife connected. This is the concept of lema. So what he goes on to say is, I plead to Hashem lema, meaning even though I recognize that I haven't done what I need to do, that I want Hashem to fill in the blanks so that I can come to that dvekus. Okay, now, go back one page to the Resh Nun again. So in the first paragraph here, again, he's focusing, interestingly, on the same concept. He says, let's look at the third line of the definition. Uvezeh, ein va'at ela tshuva. Shetshuva hu b'chinas eis. He goes in here into a very moraldic concept, an analysis of time. He says that a month is made up of days. A day is made up of hours. An hour is made up of moments. But the essence of time is something that combines the past, the present, the future, all in one second. That's all it is. Right? And that concept, he says, called ace. Now, ulezeh ein va'ata. Va'ata, you see the word ace in there, right? Va'ata ela tshuva. She'at tshuva b'chinas ace. Tshuva is this issue of a moment. Tshuva, she is Iris Hamikar. Through tshuva, as he said earlier, that takes us back to the source, that takes us back to... Okay, so now, by going back to tshuva, shius eres hamikor, by going back to tshuva, which he said earlier, takes a person back to touch the original rotzen of creation. So nishapech ma shegora machet, that which sin caused, v'nifka ma sheshiyom shal bereish, the person corrupted time, tshuva is able to rectify as if the person did not ever transgress. Okay? But if somebody is doing tshuva for a positive mitzvah that they didn't do, the language of Chazal is loizaz, he doesn't move until Hashem forgives him. He says the far-reaching effect of tshuva is that he's able to go back to the source and the highest place that would have been created through the mitzvah. You notice how these two ideas line up. The one that we just learned now, that the vort is that through doing tshuva, a person is able to go and reach that the bilti bal musig should be able to come through the confines of the structure of a mitzvah. So it continues the divrei. If a person is doing tshuva about the fact that he didn't do one of the mitzvahs, then tshuva is able to make it as if the person actually fulfilled the mitzvah. So, this is obviously not a concept that he created here. This is a concept he's trying to explain. But the musig of an idea, and here the Devar Chaim is stressing, I'm sorry, the Baal Tanya in Igeres Yud is stressing that what's able to affect this level of tshuva is the concept of tzedakah. A person going far above and beyond their normal need to give. But here, what the Devar Chaim is presenting here is, as we've been learning, and also in the Maamar we did on Shavuos, that the limitations of mitzvahs are set forth by the Creator, and saying, "Look, there's no way you humans can grasp me, okay? But I'm going to allow a nes to take place by through doing mitzvahs through these and these and these terms, with these and these and these details." I'm going to somehow allow a human being with all the limitations to grasp the animus, that which cannot normally be grasped. All right.